Two broadcasters in Cincinnati, Ohio, say their city deserves more credit for its pioneering work in radio.
I'm Mark.
And I'm Mike.
To say that Mark Magistrelli and Mike Martini are old-time radio buffs is an understatement. Their weekly program, The Big Broadcast, on NPR member station WVXU in Cincinnati, is all about the golden age of radio. And they've spent years collecting old recordings and other memorabilia to prove their point.
The Cincinnati contribution to broadcasting really has not been told.
Magistrelli and Martini are telling it now in a new collector's edition album. The package contains two CDs of painstakingly restored old-time radio material narrated by Leonard Maltin, along with an illustrated booklet and a promotional pamphlet from the period. The album is called Cincinnati Radio, The Nation's Station, 1921 to 1941. The station is WLW, which for several years in the 1930s had the most powerful radio signal in the world, pushed by a 500,000-watt transmitter.
During the 30s, soap operas largely came out of Chicago. Many of your big network shows came out of New York. But before the cable line was established to Los Angeles, Hollywood, Cincinnati was the third largest provider of radio network shows in America. So obviously you have that Midwestern sensibility being transmitted across the nation.
Mike Martini says the history of WLW is largely the story of Cincinnati businessman Powell Crosley Jr.
Powell Crosley was a local entrepreneur who had a son who came up to him one day and said, I'd like to have a radio. And back around 1920-21, radios were about $80 or $90. So Powell decided to purchase a book called The ABCs of Radio and noticed that he could actually build a radio himself for maybe $10, $20. So he did so and thought to himself, if I could do this, why can't I sell these radios?
He was actually really the first one to get into mass production of radios on a large scale. Prior to Crosley getting into the business, they were still very much handmade, expensive items. And within, Mike, what was it, a year, 2 years, he had the largest radio manufacturing company in the world.
So he went from making radios to having a radio station and making programming.
The radios that he sold were generally the cheaper, less powerful kind, so to compensate, he had to have a radio station that was as powerful as he could possibly make it. And that gave birth to WLW and then what became the world's most powerful radio station.
WLW, the nation station of the Crosley Radio Corporation, Cincinnati.
And a lot of power attracts a lot of talent.
Oh, absolutely. This was during the Depression when things were tight all around. Fats Waller's manager was able to bring Fats to Cincinnati. When he came to Cincinnati in 1932, it was largely because with WLW signal, his manager knew that Fats could be heard over a wide section of the country. And as a result of Fats' experience on WLW, he really learned how to work to an unseen audience.
I'm the world's most happy creature. Tell me, what can worry be? I'm dancing,
You had the Mills Brothers.
Crisco, the all-vegetable shortening, which digests so easily, presents the Mills Brothers, singing their famous theme song, Goodbye Blues. There's no tuba, saxophone, trumpet, or trombone. The only instrument used is a guitar. All effects are achieved vocally.
They were here between 1928 and into 1931. And so when they left and had almost immediate success in New York, the Inkspots were the next up-and-coming group that WLW helped develop. WLW had this incredible pioneering role, not just in the pop music field, where they were bringing along people such as Doris Day and Eddie Albert, but then later on, they got very heavily into the very fledgling country music field and just had this incredibly dominant role there as well.
Yeah, you had national stars and then locals who made good. You were pulling in a lot of talent from Kentucky, and Merle Travis and Red Foley, for example.
I was born in Rentro Valley. But I drifted far away.
You had music programs, of course, quiz shows, game shows, but the most fun listening to these discs is the drama.
The Life of Mary Southern.
Max, you'd better hurry and get dressed.
Well, don't you want your husband to look nice tonight at that big dinner?
Oh, of course I do. Max, yeah? Did you find out anything more about Danny?
No, only that he's a young fool.
WLW could rightly lay claim to actually founding radio drama because the very first radio play written specifically for the medium was done for WLW back in 1923, and certainly the dramas at this time now to us sound rather dated, but during the early and mid-30s, this was cutting-edge radio.
And, of course, I have to bring up Red Barber here.
Absolutely. Red, of course, got his big start here, I guess. He was on the radio in Florida, but he had come up to Cincinnati a few times to audition, and when Pal Crosley purchased the Reds, they needed a sports announcer, and they remembered that Red could do baseball, and so they brought him up, and Red cut his teeth doing professional ball right here in Cincinnati at Crosley Field.
He climbs into the batter's box, set to go. The count is one ball and two strikes. It's two away. Goodman has his lead off third. Allen goes around with his arm, pitches. Lombardi swings, grounder toward Joe Cronin. Joe comes up with it. The long throw to Lou Gehrig, who pulls it out of the dirt, and Lombardi is out. There was no run. No hits.
Well, you know, I can hear Reds games in the summer on WLW Today, which is 50,000 watts clear channel. I can imagine when it was 500,000, you could hear it in Nicaragua.
Well, the engineers we've spoken to, it wasn't 10 times larger area.
It just made the signal stronger in the area in which it served. You just had this behemoth covering, 38 states? Mm-hmm. That was their effective range at that time.
Mark Magistrelli and Mike Martini are co-hosts of the radio program The Big Broadcast on NPR member station WVXU in Cincinnati. Their collector's edition album is titled Cincinnati Radio, The Nation's Station, 1921 to 1941.
The Flatfoot blues you with ice cream, and the Flatfoot blues you with the Mickey Finn.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.
Flatfoot blues you with corn, Bob. Flatfoot blues you with corn, Bob.